Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to Indie Streak. My name is Rachel Galvin, and as you know, I interview film industry professionals on this show. And if you've missed any of my shows, you can go back and listen to the archive. Well, today I'm interviewing hosting guru and talent manager extraordinaire, Marky Costello. And I believe we have her on the line. Let me check here. Marky, are
you
there? Hi, Marky.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Okay, excellent. All right, well, you are known for reality shows like I Know My Child is a Star, Next Action Star, Fight for Fame, Confessions of a Teen Idol. The list goes on and on. And you try to teach business
the very,
business.
Very, very first Bachelor, believe it or not, and
yes.
Bachelorette. And we
I
never
know, everything.
Yeah, we never thought it would be such a huge success when we did the very first one. It's pretty insane when I think back and I look back. Wow, how TV has changed, how reality has changed, how, you know, really the needs have changed. You know, I have a management company that I started 16 years ago, and when I started my management company, people were like, you're never going to survive managing hosts and on-air personalities. And cut to 16 years later, you know, my company is, you know, one of the biggest and the best, and, you know, I have 25 employees, I have 26 clients. My client, Todd Newton, won the Emmy for Best Game Show Host a month ago and thanked me in his speech, which was a career highlight for me. But,
great.
Yeah, it's insane. And I coach every host you see pretty much on television.
That's right. And people think they can just go to L.A. and suddenly they're going to be a star. What do you see as the biggest misconception that people coming into L.A. have?
Well, here's the problem. You know, people in the Midwest think, oh, wow, I can do that. You know, that's so easy. And that they probably, if I come to L.A., if I go to a gas station, I can buy a lottery ticket and I'll get a sitcom or I'll be hosting my own show. And the reality is it doesn't work like that. You know, 7 years is an overnight success. And what people feel like is you're not going to graduate from USC on Monday and be running IBM on Thursday. So it's the same thing with show business. You know, you have to, you know, it's not like the most talented people win. It's the people that are the most tenacious and they don't give up. And, you know, in hosting is very different than theatrical, than film and television, in the sense where hosting is asking you to be you. But to be an amazing host is being able to balance the elements, being able to recognize the elements. So you can balance the elements, meaning like, oh, I have teleprompter, I have a lot of copy, oh, I have a co-host, oh, so now I have to coexist with someone else, I have to hit all of this copy and prompter, but the single most important thing to be a great host is to be able to connect to your audience, figure out who your audience is. On Friday, I went and coached about 10 girls that are surfers that are all sponsored by Roxy, and I just did media training with them because the big Roxy CEO was like, look, they're fantastic. Obviously, they're amazing surfers, but when they get in front of the media, whether it's for an interview or to host a segment on Fuel as a guest host, they have no idea. They're like deer in headlights, you know what I mean?
Right.
Put in the water, catch waves, they're fantastic. So, you know, there's really an element to being a great on-air personality, and it's really being able to put your audience first, and when you're able to put your audience first, really when you become a star in this world. And intellectually, if you understand, like you probably are going, wow, that makes perfect sense, put your audience first. But to implement it and to understand it intellectually are really two completely different things. And I really teach people how to implement it, practice, and get perfect at really putting their audience first. And that's when they become the stars and they win Emmys and they're the Oprahs of the world.
And what is the first step to creating yourself as a brand?
The very first step is to figure out, okay, if I was going to go on the Today Show Monday morning and talk to Matt Lauer, and I was going to engage an audience of 15 million people, what could I engage an audience and Matt Lauer with for 1 minute? What do I have enough knowledge, passion, expertise to engage an audience with? And when you kind of go, okay, well, I could do blank, or I could talk about how to plan the best doggy party. Well, believe it or not, then your brand becomes, you're a, you know, an animal lifestyle expert, for example.
Right.
And what's really cool in this day and age is, you know, the days of just doing entertainment news or being a generic good host are really over. It's really about what is your brand, what is your expertise, because networks now want, if they're going to do a show on parties, well, they want the mm-hmm. best party planner in the world to host this show because they feel like the audience is going to relate better to someone that really knows what they're doing. The mm-hmm. tricky problem with that is, Rachel, is that just because you're the best party planner in the world doesn't mean you can host a show.
Exactly.
And so I've been coaching lately, literally networks will call me up and say, look, we're doing these three shows. We've hired these three hosts because of their expertise, and then I'll go and work with them 1 month before they start shooting so I can get mm-hmm. them ready. So it's kind of working in many different aspects. When Britney Spears for X Factor became a judge, you know, she went through some media training because, yeah,
right.
we know Britney get up there and sing, you know, Toxic and do her stuff. But her sitting in that chair and having a relationship with the other judges, having a relationship with the host, having a relationship with the contestants, being able to come from a place of what is her opinion, which equals her personality, you know, it was kind of hard for her to balance those elements. Bethany
yeah.
Frankel, another great example. Bethany Frankel was able to, when Bethany Frankel did The Real Housewives of New York, she said, I'm going to do this reality show for one reason and one reason only. I'm going to use it as a platform to build my skinny brand, her skinny margarita, skinny muffins, skinny cooking, her skinny cookbooks. And if you go back to season one and two of The Real Housewives of New York, you see mm-hmm. that she really positioned herself. Yes, she did all the drama and all the stuff that you need to do in order to be engaged and watch a reality show week after week, but she was used that platform to create her brand. And then she was smart to parlay it into books, her own docu-series, and now a talk show. And then sell her
right.
skinny margarita for $120 million to Jim Beam. Point
wow.
being is, that little nugget, if you would have asked her that same question, Rachel, you asked me, like, how does someone
mm-hmm.
figure out their brand? Let's say we asked Bethany Frankel 10 years ago what that question, she would have probably said, well, I could talk to Matt Lauer and a Today Show audience about my skinny cooking, you know, how to cook and eat wonderful food and still keep your figure and it tastes delicious, you know, make a skinny cocktail, make a skinny this. So even back then, she knew what her brand was, and now she's parlayed it into something huge. But with that said, when she got her talk show, she didn't know what the hell to do. She was terrible.
Right.
And tested terribly at first because audiences weren't connecting and relating with her. And just because she got this opportunity based on this huge brand she built, it doesn't mean you're going to automatically be good at hosting. And she's
right.
now slowly understanding, oh, shoot, it's not about me and my nerves and my insecurity and my, it's about the person I'm interviewing or the audience, the people that have tuned in today. If I'm interviewing Michelle Obama, it's not about my nerves and what I want to ask Michelle and me. It's about, hey, what does my audience want to know? And
mm-hmm.
and really getting out of your head and getting in your audience's head is really what makes a great, fantastic host and on-air personality. And it takes skill. I could tell you the names I coached and you would be floored. I mean, I'm talking
huge. Oh, I know.
I'm talking about
tell the audience, yeah.
You know, and I signed confidentiality agreements with a lot of them because they don't want, you know, they don't want someone to know that, oh, my God, they got coached because of their egos. But, I
right.
mean, you know, and that's the crazy thing because really what I kind of come in and do is really show people, look, there is a skill to this. You could have the best personality, be the funniest human being in the world, but that doesn't mean when you stand up and get to the studio and start reading copy that you're going to be great at it, you know?
Right.
And it takes a little practice to get good. When I did that media training on Friday with Roxy, the corporation hired me to work with those 10 surfer girls, and I worked with them for about 3 hours. And at the end, the executives, because they were all in the room when I was working with them, came up to me and goes, that was mind-blowing. Like, the progression they made from the first hour to the second to the third hour,
mm-hmm.
they were like, it's blowing what you do. And I'm not saying, like, oh, I'm so fantastic and I'm the best of the best. It's taken me 20 years to build my brand. It's taken
yeah.
me 20 years to perfect what I do. I finally wrote my book. It's on Amazon.com, it's called Become a Host. And my
mm-hmm.
website is becomeahost.com. Anybody out there listening that wants to be an on-air host or personality or take their brand to another level, they should definitely get the book on Amazon. They should definitely go check out the website.
And you have a workshop coming up, too. Let's talk about that real quick before we forget. You have a workshop here in Fort Lauderdale.
I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale the 10th, 11th, and 12th of August. I will be teaching at the W in Fort Lauderdale. And Friday night's going to be kind of like a mixer and just kind of a meet and greet. So anybody can come Friday night to the meet and greet, the mixer, from 7 to 10. And then Saturday and Sunday is my boot camp, which that I normally do in L.A., but I'll be doing it in Fort Lauderdale. And if they want information about that, they should definitely email at info@cmeg.com. And they can just shoot us an email with their name, their phone number, wanting info in the for the boot camp in Fort Lauderdale. And I will definitely, someone in my office will contact them and get them signed up. And it's really a game changer. It's a life changer. If you have any, if you're listening to this show and you go, I want to explore this world. I'm getting completely excited listening to this interview and I want to explore this world. Then definitely email me at info@cmeg.com and check out the boot camp. It's a life changer. People take it, and afterwards they'll come up to me at the end and they'll go, why didn't I do this 5 years ago? You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy. It's funny because I had this guy. This is a great funny story. Like 2 months ago, I do about 30% of all the host casting out there. So not only do I manage hosts, and I coach host, and I've written the book on hosting, and I cast 30 to 40% of all of the host jobs that you see on TV. So I was casting about 2 months ago a show for Spike at Comedy Central, and I was looking for two hosts, a male and a female. And this guy had called me about 6 months ago that had wanted to get into my ongoing school. And I said, well, if you want to get in the ongoing school, you need to call so-and-so in my office, but you have to take the boot camp first. Everybody who gets into my ongoing must go through the boot camp. And he was like, oh, I don't need the boot camp. I know everything I need to know. I have two shows on the internet and, you know, I just know everything and I don't need the boot camp. I was like, okay, whatever. Well, you can't get into the ongoing school. Best of luck. So 4 months goes by. I'm casting the show for Comedy Central and Spike, and he gets submitted to me through his agent. And I was like, oh, I know this guy. How do I know this guy? And I was like, oh, that's the guy that knows everything and doesn't need to take the boot camp. Cool. So I said to my assistant, let's call him in to see what kind of host he is, because clearly he must be fantastic. So we call him in. He comes in to audition, and he was terrible. He was so nervous. He had the shaky voice, like, oh, coming up, we're going to go. And when people have that shaky voice, it's nerves. And
yeah.
he was so off him. He was so into his head. So cut to, his agent calls me like 3 days after the audition and says, can I get some feedback on my client? And I was like, okay, who's your client? He goes, you know, Bob, so-and-so, whatever. And I was like, oh, wow, you know what, nice guy, good-looking. I said, but, like, he was so nervous, he just tanked it. And so I'm teaching my camp, like, 3 weeks after that, and guess who's sitting in the front row? Him. And
yeah.
he does the boot camp, and he says to me Sunday at 4 o'clock after the boot camp's over, he goes, I'm such an idiot. My ego has kept me stagnant for 5 years. Why didn't I take this boot camp 5 years ago? I can't believe all the mistakes I've made, all the bridges I've burned now by doing crappy reads, thinking I've known everything. And he now just booked a network show. And from it's literally 5 months from taking the boot camp and really getting. So that's my point where, like, people think, like, oh, I know everything I need to know. I know I do this. Like, a girl emailed me the other day. And she goes, you know, I just can't justify taking the boot camp in Florida because I just can't, in that money, it's just too much money. And it's not a lot of money. It's $600 for the weekend. And I said, you said you can't justify spending that money. I don't know how a person can't justify not spending that money on their career. And it's funny, I said, don't you think you're worth investing in yourself? Because if you invest in yourself, everybody else will invest in you. And she literally wrote me back crying, saying, you know, it's all about my self-worth and I don't think I'm worthy. And, you know, it's funny, talent stands in their own way 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you kind of check your ego at the door and really come from a place of being real and relatable and connectable, that's what makes a great host. You know, because we as an audience have to like you, connect to you, and relate to you. And the only way we can do that is when we get to know who you are. It's like when Star
right.
Jones got from The View. I read Barbara Walters' book, and I loved how Barbara said, the minute Star started to lie to our audience, like, hey, Star, how'd you lose 150 pounds? And she's like, Pilates and a little chicken and broccoli. And, you know, she's telling The View audience, we all know, no, Star, you have lap band. You struggled with your weight. You could do it. No big deal. So is half of America overweight and can't do it. But instead of lying to the audience, tell the audience the truth, because then you become relatable and connectable. Then someone in, you know, the Midwest who's watching The View goes, oh, my God, I'm just like Star. I've been struggling, too, and I've tried chicken and Pilates, and I can't get this weight off. And maybe that person will go get lap band, and they can relate and connect to Star because she's being honest. You get my point?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of
yeah.
lying and trying to be like, I'm so cool, I'm so, then you're unrelatable, you're unconnectable. It's what made Oprah the best host in the world. She wasn't afraid to share things about herself, that she was human, whether it was wheeling out that 180 pounds of fat in the wheelbarrow or whatever, you know what I mean? But
right.
it made us audience connect and relate and like her because she was real with us. She didn't lie to us. She let us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I loved when I watched her show on OWN, the show behind the show, because producers would come in and pitch to her all the time, like, I want to do this segment, I want to do this, I want to do that. And Oprah would always come from a place of, my audience isn't interested in that. My audience doesn't want to know what's in my purse. My audience would
yeah.
ask that question. And never did she come from a place of, I don't want to ask that, I don't. And if anybody could, it's Oprah. Just like
mm-hmm.
you have your audience, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, when you do this interview, you're thinking of your audience. It's not about
exactly.
you. Of course, your personality comes into it because you're just a great on-air personality, but you're thinking about, hey, I'm interviewing Marky Costello. What does my audience want to know? You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
How
and now we're already running out of time, Marky. We're running out of time. This show goes so fast. I had a feeling that I was like, she has so many stories. She's just going to go. I'm just going to let her go.
I know. Talk my ear off? Did I talk your ear off? I'm sorry.
You did, but that's okay. I have another one.
Okay. I'm glad you have two ears. And so
I do.
Yeah, just like, I'm glad you have two ears. You were a peach, and you were a wonderful. I thank you so much for having me on your show. And remember, if anybody out there is interested in the Fort Lauderdale boot camp, have them email Ace. info@cmeg.com or they can call us too. And then are you going to post this info anywhere on the site? Because I have an 800 number.
Okay, well, give it to me.
It's 1-888-788. And then it's
okay,
the letter C as in cat, M as in Mary, E as in elephant, G. So it's 1-888-878 CMEG, and they can call us or email at info@cmeg.com. CMEG is my management company.
Right, right. Well, I may have to bring you back at another time so I can ask you more questions because we ran out of time so fast today. But I have all kinds of other questions for you, but I can bring you back at some other time. I just wanted to plug your show, your boot camp, because
absolutely.
That's coming up.
No, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Rachel. I'll come on whenever you want.
Okay. Thank you so much, Marky, for being with us today.
Thank you.
And I will talk
Got
to you
it.
Soon.
Have a great day. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, well, that was a fast and furious interview there with Marky Costello, the host guru and talent manager. She is part of the Hollywood royalty. We didn't really get a chance to talk about it, but she is the granddaughter of comedian Lou Costello, and her mother was in the business. And hopefully I can bring her back and we can talk a little bit about how she got her start and some more tips for actors and hosts in this industry. Because as I know, she also knows that this show business is about the business. And there's a lot of things that you need to know if you want to get involved in this industry. It's just not la-ti-da and you waltz in and you get the gig. You have to know a lot of information ahead of time. And that's what she's all about. She's definitely L.A. hardcore. She's got that L.A. attitude, and she knows what is what. So we are happy to talk to her today, and hopefully, like I said, we'll bring her back for more. Also, I mentioned to you, for those that are longtime listeners, that this show is nominated for a Woman in the Arts Award. So I would appreciate it if you would go and vote for me at womeninthearts.com. You have to register, and then it sends you a link in your email. You go to the link, and then it takes you back to a ballot, and you find the show, which is under the category Best Web Show, Indie Streak, and I would appreciate you voting for me. Also, like I said, if you have missed any of my shows, I've interviewed a wide range of people. You can go back to the website, and you can find all of the archives here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen in at your leisure. And next week, I will be interviewing someone new. So you want to check back next Sunday, same time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and find out who I'm interviewing. In the meantime, I also have a book that I want you to check out, which is called Basics of the Biz, which is for newbies in the business, brand new actors, headshots, resumes, classes, unions, etc. For those that don't know that information, you can check that out. My book is available on Amazon.com. And I have an additional website I'm going to give you, which is my website where I ongoingly post different information about events, film reviews, etc. It's more geared towards South Florida, but I will be putting information about Marky's class on there as well, so you could check that out too. And that site is www.independentstreak.com. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday. Thanks so much for tuning in. Okay, bye guys.